I'm Jesse. I wear many hats. And this is my adventure of the week. Announcements and interesting little lessons I learned in various self-disciplines along the way. First, before I get started with this, I want you to listen very closely. Listen to this. You hear that? That's right. That's exactly my point. I cleared up the noise. And here's how I did it. This is tech geekery. See, this is my weekly random life of the random things that I'm doing as a guy who works with multiple disciplines. So you're going to learn little bits and tricks and pieces of different life lessons along the way that could be really, really useful if you're trying to be productive and stuff. I used to plug this microphone's USB into a USB hub. It was this little thing that I stuck in and then I could turn switches on and off. And that was creating noise. I unplugged it from that and just plugged it directly into the motherboard. And so much sound is gone. And then another thing I did was I spent like a ton of money. I kind of feel bad about this, kind of, but then again, it's the business responsibility thing to do. You know, it's like when you got to eat, what do? Do you skip a meal or do you invest a little bit in stuff that's going to make you money? And so it's like, well, this wasn't really a want. It was an investment need. So I skipped a meal or two and went and bought a fan. I've got a big, bad, angry fan. My goodness, if I just could put some StarkTech arc reactors on this fan, I could probably hover all the way across the Pacific pond. I've got a mean angry fan on my computer to keep it cool. The problem is the fan makes a little more noise, but that's okay because with an awesome fan, I can put a box around the computer. So the box isn't making noise echoing all over the inside of the room here. So it actually quieted everything down. So you got to make a louder fan so you can put a box and make it even quieter still. So those are some tips and tricks. Well, it's important to get rid of noise because noise is just distracting. So I've got this all set up so I can start recording teaching curriculums. I've had teaching curriculums I've been waiting to come out with, and I can't record them because there's too much noise in the machine. Okay, all right, that was, noise is a thing. When you do podcasting, noise is important. So, you might go through life someday and that might be valuable to you. Okay, one other thing that's important. This Friday is going to be Feature Friday. I've got another little talk I did about Taiwan, but it was one of those video commentary things I did. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've looked back on my YouTube channel. I go, there's times I do these video commentaries. I play this YouTube video behind me and then I talk about it. And I think once or twice they became kind of popular. People really liked my Brett Kavanaugh hearing analysis. So I made a little playlist of those on YouTube to put them all in one place where I just do video commentaries. And I did a video commentary about something that Taiwan's foreign minister said. So that's already on YouTube. It's called Help Taiwan. It's coming out to the audio podcast to you awesome audio people that I dearly love, just like me, listeners after my own heart. So many people only watch, but they don't listen. You listen. So it's going to be coming out special for you in audio version on Feature Friday, I'm going to call it. All right. Another thing. This is episode number 444. I've gone back through my records and I'm done being complicated with numbers. This is marketing. See, you get your business going and you're Iron Man in the cave or whatever, and you're trying to develop stuff and figure out how to make stuff work. You necessity is the mother of invention. So all of a sudden you start doing stuff out of need, and then it piques your curiosity, and then you invent the silver suit, which has an icing problem. I'm a bit of an Iron Man fan. My last name is Steel. What do you expect? So, Tony Stark's name, first two letters. Okay. All right. So, when you're starting whatever is going to really make a big difference to the world, you could say make your success, But I mean, if you make a difference for the world, then that's going to put bread and butter on your table. That's kind of sort of the theory, maybe. So it's like you want to do good work that feeds you, that helps other people, that makes you extra money to put in the right place to do more justice or whatever. Like, it's all related. It's all connected. So as you're trying to help humanity succeed, you can't fail in order for that to happen. As you're trying to do all this, you're in your beginning stage. You're in your start, and you're not sure how to organize. So you're constantly looking at this and looking at that and asking, well, how do I sort this out? How do I get my microphone plugged in correctly? How, you know, what am I going to do? Who am I? We're always in the process of discovering who we are. I mean, when Steve Jobs went back to Apple in the 90s, Apple was busy doing advertising, and Steve said, no, we need to find out what our identity is. And he said, if Nike celebrates athletes, then we celebrate the people who think different and change things. We celebrate the misfits. And so that's where the whole Think Different advertisement stuff came out of. That's where his little 30-second clip where Steve had a recording that later surfaced that came out came, you know, here's to the rebels, here's the misfits, that, you know, you look that up, that video. That's what all that came out of. Apple had been a company for a long time. Steve had been fired from it, came back, and they still had a DNA somewhere that had survived all of this. And Steve wanted to find out what it was. He still didn't know. And so he thought about it, and he thought about it, and he figured out kind of sort of who they really were. No one ever finishes figuring that out. And Think Different came out of that. I mean, Steve's idea was that you don't have to be computer literate for a computer to help you. I fully agree with that. Now, myself, I try to make people literate. I want people to understand the computer, but not so they can use it, so that they can be awesome with it, so they can contribute to computers. So anyhow, I talked about this recently, the difference between Apple and, Apple and the difference between an Apple and a computer. You know, Steve didn't sell computers. He sold apples. There's the difference. The best technology is technology you don't know you're using. Well, I want people to be technology literate, but I don't want to require it. I want to help people get there. And so I'm going through my own process, and I'm sharing this with you. And it's a process that you have to go through yourself if you want to know what you're doing. I'm sharing mine with you, especially in these podcast weekly announcement things. That's the genre of the podcast weekly, on the Monday podcast. But I've looked back over the podcasts. I have this pilot one a long time ago. I don't know where the original episodes were. They were lost. Then I just called it for a few years because I thought I wasn't mature and I didn't want to be some idiot just running my mouth because I was young and had an audience. I wanted to mature a little bit so I actually had something decent to say. That was my approach. Now, there's other people that are doing awesome on YouTube and they're rising up and they have a lot of viewers. The problem is they're too busy talking and they don't have enough time to become mature. So I wanted to focus on maturity so that by the time I was 38, like I am now or whatever, that I would be... I would have a lot of quality to give you. When they're that age, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, when you're busy talking, do you have time to mature? I don't know. I took this path. So I shut it down for a few years. And then I reemerged with the podcast 2.0. I was a little more on key. I consistently did it every single week, but I would go on for hours and it was inconsistent and it just wasn't quality. And so I gave myself a 10-minute limit and rebranded it the podcast 3.0. And started the numbers all over again at 1. Well, I decided, you know what, that's wrong. I looked back over the whole thing, and I said, wait a minute. Today is episode 444. So I'm starting there, and I'm calling it the All Podcast. I've got one other thing that I'm figuring out. I teach literacy. I just figured that out, by the way. And that's coming in future weeks. But really, I look at everything I do. What do I do? English, no religion Bible, computers, software language, we know the pink right thing. I teach literacy. That's just realization. Well, that's kind of a sneak peek for what's coming. See you tomorrow on the Taiwan special.